originally came from my lack of time after I came back from a demanding job that I wasn't really giving myself the time of day to do anything that made me sane. Every time after I put my son to bed, I'm going to do 10 minutes of yoga. It's the MVP version of what I really wanted to do, making me the minimum viable person as a baseline, building out this time for myself every day. 5 minutes of meditation, at least 20 minutes of movement, eliminates a lot of decisions I was going to have to make around that, where I can have more mental clarity, where I can make better decisions throughout the day and just kind of be a better version of myself.
Hey there, billionaire. Yep, I'm talking to you. If you expect to live another 31 years, you're already a billionaire. Not in money, but in the real measure of wealth. Time. That's because 31 years is roughly a billion seconds. But most of us waste time in ways we'd never waste money. The currency of time billionaires is micro moments, the 90-second to 15-minute gaps hidden between the structured parts of your day. This podcast is about reclaiming them with quick, research-backed ideas to help you feel more creative, productive, and alive. Welcome to Time Billionaires. Let's make your next micro moment count.
Hi, and thanks for joining us on today's episode with Mary Sheehan. Mary is an award-winning tech marketing leader with over 15 years of experience at companies like Google, Adobe, and numerous startups. She's currently serving as the head of product marketing for Adobe Lightroom and is also a leadership coach for moms in tech. Mary founded a program called Propel Yourself with courses and a mastermind group for women in tech. She's also the author of the best-selling book, A Pocket Guide to Product Launches. Thanks for joining us, Mary.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited for this conversation and have really been looking forward to it. I've learned a ton from you with your content, your course. And one of the things that I love is that you introduced me to the concept of a minimum viable person, which is inspired by the business concept of a minimum viable product, essentially the most basic version of something that still works well enough to be useful. Can you explain what this minimum viable person concept is?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so tickled that you're using it and that it seems to be resonating with a lot of people. So it's been really fun to actually bring it to life and see how it's getting out there in the world. So it originally came from my lack of time that I have as a mom while having a full-time job and other side projects as well. So I realized after I came back from maternity leave, going back full-time to a demanding job, that I wasn't really giving myself the time of day to do anything that kind of made me sane, like work out, write, meditate. And I think the blocker for me was that I couldn't do it like I did it before. So for example, I used to love going to the gym for like 90 minutes, but you just like straight up cannot do that when you have a baby. But then I realized it was taking a toll on me and that something is better than nothing. So I started to figure out, how could I break in these little moments of time, these little habits? So a book that was really instrumental to me was BJ Fogg's Tiny Habits. It's a really great book because it talks about, you know, living the life you want through these really tiny habits. And he had these things called cues where you find a moment in your day. I think his example was like every time after he went to the bathroom, he does sit-ups. So I took that to say, okay, every time after I put my son to bed, I'm going to do 10 minutes of yoga. And it's not the same as it was before, but it's the MVP version of what I really wanted to do, making me the minimum viable person that I need to be as kind of a baseline. So I feel like this was a really big kickstart for me to help define the things in my life that were really important to still hold on to after becoming a mom. And it just kind of helped me redefine what's important and how to really make it something that I could do every day.
I love that. I think it's brilliant and really relatable to a lot of high achievers who struggle with trying to do everything, or perfectionism of trying to do everything to a certain caliber or a certain degree. I'd love your thoughts on how identifying your personal MVP can help with things like decision fatigue and reclaiming agency, especially in these small moments that a lot of people overlook.
Yeah, so I think part of the reason that we have decision fatigues is women, especially moms, have to make so many decisions in a day. I saw a stat on Instagram that said something like women are making 35,000 decisions a day. And if one of those decisions is, can I somehow work out or not? Or can I meditate or not? Or do any of the things you want to do in a day? Then that just adds to the decision fatigue. So in a way, just building out this time for myself every day and knowing that I need to have 5 minutes of meditation, at least 20 minutes of movement, some time outside. Those are my MVPs. If I know that I have to do those and that time is carved out, that eliminates a lot of decisions I was going to have to make around that. I have the space for it. I have the readiness. I have it blocked off with my partner. And it honestly sets up this baseline for me where I can have more mental clarity, where I can make better decisions throughout the day and just kind of be like less snappy, you know, a better version of myself. So there's a quote too that I love that is, you can do everything, you just can't do everything at once. And so this model really helps me to be able to think about how do I become the best version of myself in a day so I can show up and do the things that I want to do without getting super overwhelmed, and just helps me really like plan my day out.
Yeah, I love that. There's a quote that came up for me as you were talking. You can have anything you want, but you can't have everything you want. So this prioritization of what do you actually need to feel like the best version of yourself, that's something that you can consider a non-negotiable. And I also love this third option. You essentially said, I either have time to work out or I don't. How do we change that and add a third option? I think that's true of so much of life. It's easy to say, I have two options. I can go to law school or not. I can take this job or not. There's always a third option. And so considering that and challenging yourself to even come up with a list of a third or a fourth or a fifth option, even if it feels ridiculous, is helpful to break out of this binary thinking, because there very rarely is just two approaches.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because I think that we really limit ourselves if we have those two binary choices. And it's kind of like, down to its core, what can give you the spirit of the feeling that you can have if you were able to go to a 90-minute yoga class every day? What is a little bit of your time that you could have that same feeling in? And it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can find a way to fit it into your life in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that feeling is the goal. So 90 minutes may not be possible, but getting that feeling is. I love it.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's great. So let's say somebody only has 5 free minutes to spare, for example. What's a small shift that you think somebody could make today to get more aligned with their own personal MVP?
Yeah, so I mean, the beauty of this and what's been fun seeing it kind of expand out there in the world is that it's different for everyone. So what I encourage people to do is take an old-fashioned piece of paper and pen, draw a line down the middle, and on the left side, think about the last time you were truly calm. You had a really wonderful day. I think for a lot of moms, it's kind of like the day I had yesterday for Mother's Day. It was, I got to have a massage. I actually got to go out to a special brunch with my husband. But that's not the norm. That's not what I do every day. So it's thinking about how I felt and what I was able to do in those days and kind of writing those down. And then it's thinking about, you know, what are the things I could do every day to have that same feeling? So I can't have a brunch date with my husband every day, but I can eat lunch outside and take a break every day. And I think an unlock for a lot of women I've worked with has been that it didn't occur to them that they could take a lunch break, or it didn't occur to them that they could fit in, say you love walking and you would love to do an hour walk every day. Try a 5 or 10 minute walk after you drop your kids off at school or daycare and see how that fits in and see how that makes you feel. It can just really make the difference. So the point is, left side's your ideal. Right side is really that MVP. You know, what are those tiny moments you can fit into the day? And then making a plan for it. You know, I'm really communicative with my partner. I'm communicative with my team about the things that I really need. And I think that that is so important to be able to actually make this come to life. So it's not just writing it or thinking about it. It's finding the time and committing to it so you're accountable. And then that those little steps, those little time saving or those little MVP steps are really what can change your life.
Part 2 of this 2-part episode is coming to you next week.
Thanks for spending this micro moment with me. If you found it valuable, share it with a fellow time billionaire and give us a rating to help others discover the power of micro moments. For more ways to reclaim your time, check out timebillionaires.org and follow me, Rebecca Shaddix, on LinkedIn. See you next time.